I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Good afternoon. Welcome into The Memo. It is Thursday, September 22nd, 2016.
First day of autumn.
We have not skipped years on you yet. Yes.
First day of autumn.
Do the rabbit thing on the first day of the season?
I don't know. That's
Bullfrog.
I don't do that.
No.
You're a little weird. It doesn't feel like fall anyway. It's going to be like 95 today. Welcome to Mississippi.
Where we get about
a month of fall and then it's spring.
Why do you crush dreams?
What?
Why do you crush dreams? I'm just talking about real talk. This is real talk, huh?
It's near the end of September now and it's still 95 degrees. Today, I think it's going to be the high, 94, 95 degrees. Why? Can I ask you? Why? It's as hot as it was in July, in August.
I don't know how to make you happy, Brad. Hunt for Brad Locktober.
You like that? It's my new Twitter display name, Hunt for Brad Locktober. Because, see, there's that movie called The Hunt for Red October, Sean Connery. And is it Harrison Ford in that one, or is that one of the Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin's in it. Young Alec Baldwin.
That's right. Yeah.
Young Sean Connery, too.
Yeah.
Younger.
Right.
Yeah. I like how he's Russian, but he still has a Sean Connery Scottish accent. Yeah. I can't quote any of that movie.
Anybody know the sequel to Hunt for Red October?
I didn't know there was one.
Anybody?
Oh, wait. Yeah, because those were the...
I'm trying to remember.
Jack Ryan
My dad used to read those books a lot, but I'm not placing it right now.
Nobody?
There's Patriot like games. Three of them, with Harrison Ford. And didn't they, last year or two, kind of reboot the Jack Ryan thing?
It went from Alec Baldwin to Harrison Ford to Ben Affleck to Chris Pine.
There's been another one? Wow, I've lost track of them.
Chris Pine was the one about a year ago.
Okay, I don't remember the Ben Affleck.
The Sum of All Fears. It was him and
Morgan Freeman. Yeah, I saw that. I didn't realize that was a Jack Ryan.
Amazon just greenlit a series, a Jack Ryan series, and it's going to be, I forget what book it is, but John Krasinski is going to be playing him, which I'm excited about.
Interesting.
I like some John Krasinski.
Me too. Speaking of TV, MacGyver, they're bringing MacGyver back, which I have the original on DVD, and it's a great show. I'm not sure I'm too pumped about them trying to bring it back. You mentioned it in your
TV review. To sit through the pilot for my story that I guess we'll talk about at the end of today's show. Terrible would be a good word to use.
And the guy's mullet probably nowhere close to what Richard Dean Anderson had.
He just looks
had.
Like you could go up and thump him. Like, I was scared of Richard Dean Anderson as a kid because you didn't know what he could do with a toothpick.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a MacGruber series would be more fun.
I'd like a MacGruber sequel myself. You know, I think the fun about Richard Dean Anderson was, about the original MacGyver was, it showed you more than it told you.
Yeah.
And this one was more telling more than showing, and he thinks he's so smug, and I just didn't care for it. I don't think it'll last.
Yeah, you get it.
I think that'll be probably the first one on CBS to get canned.
Think so? Yeah.
If I had to guess. I don't know. Maybe one of the sitcoms, because, God, there were some terrible sitcoms this season on CBS.
I don't really watch sitcoms that much, unless it's on something on Netflix. Like, one of my daughters loves The New Girl. That's pretty funny.
That's on Fox.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, as far as sitcoms go.
Yeah, that came back this week.
She watches that on Netflix all the time. Anyway... we can talk about that more later.
Sure.
We've got to talk about scene section today on the show.
Look forward to it, Brad.
We'll have Scott Morris.
Brad Locktober.
Yeah. We'll have Scott Morris talking about one of the new movies that's out that I haven't seen and probably won't.
Bridget Jones's Baby.
I didn't see the first one.
Did you see the second one? Because this is a trilogy.
This is a third one?
This is the third.
I haven't seen any of them.
This one, it's been 12 years since the last one, Brad.
Diary?
People have lived and died. The Edge of Reason.
What?
In 2004.
Okay. Yeah.
Bridget Jones's Edge of Reason?
The Edge of Reason, yeah.
Huh.
I think that's the name of it.
I missed that one.
Interesting.
I wouldn't say you missed it.
We also got William Moore.
Bridget Jones, colon, The Edge of Reason. Let's make sure.
She is The Edge of Reason.
Well,
she represents the end of reason.
You know, maybe. Yeah, I think probably so. If I had to go,
perhaps making her third movie, in the
went
series.
Off, went beyond the edge of reason.
Yes. I don't know. And then when Derek will talk about the scene section, including some fall TV shows that are some new ones, some returning ones. Can't wait for The Walking Dead. That's all I know.
I didn't go into cable. I just covered network.
Yeah, well, I don't watch much network TV.
I prefer October sticking his nose up a little bit.
I've got a handful of shows I watch, and I'm actually behind on a couple of them. I got way behind on Bates Motel, so I haven't watched the last season of that.
There's only one more season of that coming, so you'll...
Yeah. This was the fourth season, right? And it usually comes out in February or thereabouts, so I got to wait till it comes back to Netflix. Walking Dead is coming soon. I'm into that. Better Call Saul, I'm into that. That's another one that comes later on. And I just kind of lost track of Sleepy Hollow. I'm way behind on that one.
She left the show, so I'm not picking it back up.
Really? Who left the show?
Abby.
How? What? She's like the main character.
Yeah.
Besides the guy that came back to life.
We don't speak of that.
Well, I may not pick that back up then if she's not there.
Yeah.
Okay. First two seasons were good, but I started watching the third season. I just couldn't get into it.
Hey, what else do we have on the show today?
Is it three seasons in now? I don't know. Anyway, that's it. That's all we got on the show today.
That's it. And so, Brad.
And me. And Chris over there and Derek. And it's Thursday, last show of the week. Don't be sad.
I'm not.
Okay.
It's my Friday.
It is your Friday.
Yeah, I got to come up here tomorrow.
Why?
I poked in the arm.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'll get the old health screening tomorrow. And then I get to work Saturday. I may not work every Saturday, let's be honest, but actually get to, like, pretend I'm a reporter for a day.
You covering the game?
No. I'm covering the, I'm the news reporter guy, filling in for Zach.
Oh, wow.
Zach is off, so he's usually the Saturday reporter, so that's going to be me, because I'm the backup this month.
You have to do something.
I have to go cover something.
That's funny.
I have to go out and mingle with the public.
What event?
That's the Community Forward Festival.
That Williams coming
on. Which is actually what we're going to talk with William about here in a few moments. So anyway, yeah, I said anyway. Dang it. I said I'd go the whole show with...
I made a jar for you, and I forgot it.
You made a jar?
I made an anyway jar.
Where is it?
I left it at home on the dining room table.
Too bad for you.
I had a jar for whenever you say anyway, and I had it taped around the jar. Anyway, $1, and you were going to have to put $1 in every time you said anyway.
I don't carry that kind of money with me, pal.
That would make you stop. I was going to try to teach you.
Oh, well. Hey, today's show is brought to you by South, a locally owned restaurant offering fine dining in a casual atmosphere on North Gloucester. Go check it out, South. All right, let's welcome William Moore into the show, and he'll talk to us about this Communities Forward Festival coming up Saturday at Gumtree Park in Tupelo. How you doing, William?
Doing good.
This is the, the 12th year?
12th year they've had it.
Okay, and it keeps getting bigger. They've kind of outgrown the amphitheater stage.
Yeah, it was a very small little stage anyway.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it didn't take much to outgrow that, but they're trying to get, you know, bigger name entertainers.
Yeah.
And they got some, a national recording artist, Benny Lattimore's coming.
R&B
He'll be the R&B, R&B singer. He'll be the headliner. You know, weather looks like it's going to be good. Parade starts at noon. Actual festival there at Gumtree Park on Front Street will start at 1 o'clock, go until somewhere around 7.
Yeah.
It used to be back behind the ball fields, closer to the trees.
Yeah.
Now they've moved everything out front, and they're actually going to put the stage up between the two parking lots, so it'll be right there on Front Street, so it'll be nice, flat, a little easier to get to. I want to help folks get to it. The Tupelo Convention and Visitors Bureau is going to use their bus. Got a small bus. They'll be running a shuttle service throughout the Park Heights neighborhood to help get folks there because parking will be limited.
I got you. Okay.
And also it'll help get folks home. That's one of the things I was joking with one of the organizers, Nettie Davis. We were joking about the fact, you know, it's easy for everybody to get to the park. But once you leave the park, you have to climb a steep hill to get back home. So the bus is going to be real helpful after after a day of, you know, festivals. Not everybody wants to hike up a hill on foot.
And a lot of stuff going on. You got the music you mentioned, plenty of food, a barbecue cook-off
three-on-three basketball tournament. There's going to be a kid zone with inflatables.
Three-on-three. I need to lace up. go rain some threes.
Good luck.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
but you digress.
Yeah, but I digress.
They're trying to do things. You know, the whole idea of the festival was in order to sort of unite the community and the police department. Hadn't always been on a good standing between the two. So, you know, that was the original idea for the program. You know, this year it's even more important because there's a lot more.
Yeah. Given the climate.
The climate is such, you know, that people now need to see the officers. They're trying to promote officers in a better light. You know, one of the ways they're doing this, they're going to have a dance-off.
I saw that.
We're going to have policemen and firemen are going to take part in the Running Man Challenge.
Yeah, that is a dance move, which I can probably not do that well because I don't dance.
I think it might qualify as a dance move.
I guess.
But apparently we're going to have firemen and policemen up there on the stage in front of everybody. Even cars passing along Front Street will be able to witness this.
Nice.
Hopefully we won't have any wrecks. and apparently whoever wins the Running Man Challenge will then have a dance-off challenge with youth from the crowd.
I see. Nice.
It's a fun festival. Yeah, there's no admission charge. Right. I mean, they anticipate more than 36 different vendors selling all different kind of, not only meals, but also cakes and cookies and sweets and all kinds of fun things.
Okay. Well, switching gears a little bit, I want to talk to you as well about the Citizen Police Academy, William, which you're attending. It started this week, and it's a 10-week course. People get to
10 weeks course.
Get to really find out how things work.
Two nights a week.
Yeah, people try to truly get a chance to see how things work with the Tupelo Police Department.
It gives you a chance to see the more of the inner workings and why police officers do the things they do. And they mentioned Monday night, a lot of things they do. It's not that they're trying to, treat anybody separately or do anything. It's all for the protection, not only of the officer, but also of the public.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they do things, as they say, so that we can go home at night.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a good way to give people, I guess, enlighten people a little bit. And for you, it's good as a crime reporter. I mean, you know a lot of this stuff, I guess, but
I'm talking to the people that were there. I mean, a lot of them are saying, basically, they just want more information. They want to know how things work.
Yeah.
There's no real secrets, but, I mean, they'll just know more about the policies and the procedures.
Yeah.
They had one of these, former police chief, Tony Carlton, had one about 4 years ago. It was a shorter version of it. It was only like an 8-week course, and they only had 5 or 6 people show up.
Yeah.
This year, there's 22 people signed up. Cool. So, I mean, they're happy on that aspect. They're getting the word out a little more. And it's a nice mix of, just plain citizens, professionals, or folks that have, either military, security, or police backgrounds attending. There's
regular
people. Yeah. There's 3 husband and wife teams. Hmm. We have a couple of people that are in their 20s, and I mean, it goes all the way up to over 60.
Okay.
We have, Kenneth Wheeler, who is the head of security at the hospital.
Yeah.
He's attending it.
Okay.
Ward 4 City Councilwoman Nettie Davis is attending.
Cool.
And Tupelo Lee County NAACP chapter president Chris Traylor is also attending. So, I mean, it's got a wide selection of the community.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff, William. I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. And you can read his story about the Communities Forward Festival in the Journal today or at djournal.com. And again, that's on Saturday. All right. Good stuff. Thank you. Hey, be sure to look for the 2 sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with myself, Gene Phillips, and Blake Morgan. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can watch the webcast live around 11 a.m. at djournal.com. The podcast version drops later that day. You can listen to it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. And Ole Miss and MSU fans, check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday afternoon, in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and the Rebels. And actually, this week's episode dropped a little bit early, so you can go ahead and listen to it now in iTunes, your podcast apps, or doublecoverage.djournal.com.
Don't forget about the Brad Locke Show every Monday through Friday. What? Newsbreak is what we call it. Daily Journal's Newsbreak, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else in Northeast Mississippi we can contain in a 5-minute video. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. What do you say on that show, Brad?
I know lots of things.
And you don't have a catchphrase or a slogan? Or
I guess I should get one. I always say, good morning, Northeast Mississippi, at the beginning.
Well, that's a good one. Good morning, Northeast Mississippi. That's...
Yeah.
Wake up, Northeast Mississippi.
Wake up.
On Newsbreak.
With Newsbreak. Hey, okay. It's Thursday. That means it's movie review day with M. Scott Morris. And there he is. Hey.
I'm here to make this a podcast bloody great again, mate.
No, stop. That's as bad as my British accent, Scott.
Yeah, I can't do it. My daughter's not too bad at it. I'm not very good at it.
So apparently Renee Zellweger affects a British accent in Bridget Jones' Baby.
Bridget Jones' Baby.
Third movie in this series? It is, for some
it
reason
is very, they made this. Very much the third movie, yes.
I haven't seen the first two. I don't think I'm going to see this one, if for no other reason than the fact that you say here that Ed Sheeran makes an early appearance.
So yeah, it was kind of.
That's a turnoff.
Yeah, I don't dislike Ed Sheeran's music, but when you have like a rock star in a movie,
rock,
to me,
he doesn't sing rock. He sings that, I don't know what you'd call it. It's not rock. All sorry, right, go ahead.
Just back off, Greybeard.
Sorry, I get grumpy at things.
All right, when you have a famous, a quasi-famous musician.
Pop singer.
In a movie, pop singer in a movie. Sometimes that's just weird. And when he showed up and they did this little cameo, it's like, all right then, why is Ed Sheeran here? What's going on here? What kind of movie is this? And there are a couple of things wrong with this movie, flaws that I would point at and say that would ordinarily make it a bad movie. Like for instance, Patrick Dempsey plays this character Jack, and I mean he's basically just Bridget Jones needs a man, and then so all of a sudden Jack shows up, you know, and the relationship happens, bam, bam, boom, just like that, and it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, then, looks like I'm in for a long haul. But the basic story is Bridget Jones gets pregnant. It could be Jack. It could be her longtime love who she broke up with, Mark, played by Colin Firth, who was in the first two films.
Renee Zellweger is 47 in real life.
She plays a young 43.
I know, and my wife having a baby at age almost 38, they're considered... That's considered advanced maternal age.
Well, they make the joke that it was a geriatric mother.
Okay, so they played off of that a little bit.
Yeah, okay. And so the whole idea is like, you know, apparently you could test it with the amniotic fluid with this big long needle, and so Bridget says no way. So basically, you have these two guys throughout the whole pregnancy don't know if they're the father or not, and so that's sort of the drama. And for whatever reason, I have no idea. I can't pinpoint it. I guess it's just the fact that they're all three movie stars, and it got to be kind of fun to watch them. And also, in a different type of movie, perhaps, you know, Mark and Jack would come to fisticuffs over this. You know, they would get, I mean, they definitely have a rivalry, but it's more of a rivalry of turns of phrase and moments as opposed to like some kind of alpha male displays. And then also, the way her parents react, it's more wacky and warm than anything else.
Yeah.
And so there's some surprising things. And so by the end of it, it's like, I was writing the review going, well, I have all these things that generally for a movie would say, this stinks. But I ended up by the end of it being won over. I thought it was actually, I had a pleasant time.
So it was better than it should have been.
Exactly. And I think, again, that I think that the more I do this review thing, I've come to understand, appreciate star power. And
oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
People who have the ability to just take mediocre stuff and make it better. But I also think some of the writing was I didn't expect it, and it played out better than I thought it would.
Yeah, I got you.
And Emma Thompson is in there. She's a co-writer, and she added some fun to it. Her character, she's the OBGYN, and so she has some good lines throughout. And so I give it a B-. It's showing at the Malco and the Cinemark. Kelly Carlson gave it a B+ for whatever that's worth at the Wizard 106.
The Bridget Jones' Diary first came out in 01, 15 years ago. Wow. Then 04, I didn't even know this one existed, Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason. That almost sounds like a James Bond movie.
My wife, we saw it. I mean, I can't tell you anything that happened in it. In one of those movies, I just remember her smoking a lot and drinking a lot and being a lot chubbier than she is here. Bridget Jones was a chubby character.
Right.
She put on weight to play the character back in the day.
Again, I've never seen them.
I know, you're only like, what, 40? You're kind of a young man.
I was forced to sit through both of them recently.
Sorry.
In anticipation of the third one.
Was there a female involved?
There was potentially a female involved. Yes, I had to sit through
them. You watched
them
both. Were they enjoyable? Were they pleasant?
Sure. Why not? I like Colin Firth.
Yeah, and Renee Zellweger, I haven't seen her on screen in a while. And
I don't think she's done much in a while.
No, I don't think so. I went and Googled her to see how old she was. The first result that popped up, the first suggestion was Renee Zellweger face. Like, okay.
Well, there was
she had plastic surgery, didn't she?
No, I don't think she did.
I don't know if she did. She showed up at some events.
Yeah.
And I think it must have been it must have been associated with getting this movie together or something.
And Variety had this huge think piece on what's wrong with Renee Zellweger's face, which was actually horribly sexist. But
you know, I thought she seems to be an attractive 47-year-old woman to me, but...
I had no idea she was 47.
I just told you that a while ago.
Before you told me that a moment ago, I had no idea Renee
Zellweger. I didn't either. Wasn't she in what was that movie with Tom Cruise, played the sports agent?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was her breakout.
Yeah, okay. I thought so. Okay. All right, well, you can read Scott's review in today's journal or at djournal.com. All right, thank you, Scott. Hey, watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. You can watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 or catch the replay later in the day. The 2016 legislative session is now over, but Bobby will continue to provide perspective about the news coming out of the state capitol. And now it's time for today's news memo. For more on these stories, read the Daily Journal or visit djournal.com. The defendants in a wrongful death suit over the shooting of Antoine Ronnie Shumpert are asking to delay the civil trial. The attorney representing Tupelo Police Officer Tyler Cook is asking U.S. District Judge Sharon Acock to halt the civil trial until the United States Justice Department has determined whether it will bring criminal charges against Cook. Attorney Jason Herring argues that if the civil case moves forward and federal authorities later bring criminal charges, Cook's criminal defense could be compromised. Shumpert family attorney Carlos Moore opposes a stay in the case. The wrongful death suit alleges Shumpert was mauled by a police dog and shot by Cook without justification. It seeks at least $35 million in damages from the city of Tupelo. A Lee County grand jury found no cause to indict Cook for criminal conduct. However, federal authorities, including the Justice Department, are currently reviewing the case. The Justice Department has declined to publicly say how long the review might take.
Ecru Mayor Mark Baldwin has submitted his resignation to the Ecru Board of Aldermen. Ecru Alderman Glenn Denton said on Tuesday he was notified by phone that Baldwin had turned in his resignation on Monday afternoon. Denton also serves as vice mayor. Denton said he was told Baldwin resigned because of health reasons. Baldwin was elected to the Ecru Mayor's office in 2013. He could not be reached for comment. In addition to his Ecru Mayor duties, Baldwin is employed full-time as captain of patrols for the Pontotoc Police Department. A special called election will be held on November 1st with a qualifying deadline of 20 days before the election.
The former Mantachie High School band director is being investigated by the Itawamba County Sheriff's Department. Joshua Robinson was terminated Tuesday from Mantachie High School, where he had served as band director since 2013. According to Itawamba County Sheriff Chris Dickinson, an allegation of inappropriate conduct with a former student via social media resulted in Robinson's firing, and it has launched a deeper investigation into the extent of his alleged misconduct. Law enforcement reportedly received an initial complaint about Robinson on Friday afternoon. After verifying the claim, investigators uncovered several more over the weekend. Since then, the department has been conducting a more thorough investigation to uncover any potentially criminal charges. Robinson led Mantachie High School's band to statewide acclaim and numerous awards, including an MHSAA MBA Sweepstakes Award in 2014.
Wives of Warriors will host the second annual Blessed Are the Peacemakers 5K run on Saturday morning in downtown Tupelo. Race day registration begins at the Fair Park Fountain at 6 a.m. on Saturday. A police procession and the national anthem will begin at 7:30 a.m. The chip-timed race will start at 8 a.m. and travel down Elizabeth Street before heading into the historic and shaded Mill Village neighborhood. The cost is $35, and proceeds will be used to help buy armored vests for local law enforcement officers.
Brewster's Real Ice Cream is looking to open stores in the area, but it may be a while. The company announced it was adding 15 new locations, including Tupelo and Oxford, in the near future. A spokeswoman said the franchise has a development agreement for 6 shops in Tennessee and Mississippi. However, the plan is to open the first locations in the Memphis area before later expanding to Tupelo and Oxford. She said the stores in Northeast Mississippi should open in a year or two. Currently, the closest Brewster's to Tupelo is about 140 miles away in Madison, Alabama. Brewster's Real Ice Cream features 150 flavors of ice cream, yogurt, Italian ice, and sorbet. Hey, today's show is sponsored by South, a locally owned restaurant offering fine dining in a casual atmosphere. A lot of things going on in South. You got the chef, Nick Rice, has been on board since April of 2015, introduced a new lunch and dinner menu, and added weekend brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. South is also home to Tupelo's only Bellini Mimosa Bar on Saturdays, and check out the happy hour specials each weeknight. And also, trivia begins at 7 o'clock every Wednesday. The winner gets a $50 gift card.
We went to South for brunch last Sunday. It was
you
good.
Did?
You're yeah. a liar.
Just kidding.
Prove it.
Good.
Receipt.
All right, it's Thursday. That means we get to talk to Derek about what's going on around here this weekend. Looking at the scene section.
You should be so lucky.
That'll tell us what's happening.
To get to talk to me.
I am. I get to do this. I get to talk to you at least 3 days a week.
You're not sick of it?
No. You're sick of me?
You hesitated. You kind of looked me up and down and hesitated. This is what you did. You sick of me? No?
Don't read anything into that.
I did. I read lots. Mm-hmm. I read Crime and Punishment and what you just did. Sense and Sensibility.
Okay, what's happening?
Well, I'm sitting here with you. Oh, in the scene section.
Yeah, scene section.
Well, kind of devoted most of the section today to being about fall TV.
That's right, which we touched on earlier.
You know, I got an email one time. what?
Yeah, I remember the email. Go ahead.
You don't know. I don't know. I've never told you this story.
Yeah, go ahead.
What? You tell me then.
It's about the email about why you're writing about movies and...
No.
Okay.
I got an email one time. You crashed and burned that one bad. Because I had a big section layout for scene section 1 week, and the guy canceled on me. And
right.
I, in its place, I did a fall movie preview.
That's what I was talking about, the fall movie thing.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with whatever you were just talking about.
Whatever.
Anyway, I get emails from people thanking me for compiling something for them to read, so they're not having to Google 12 different websites to find out when stuff's going on. So I enjoy doing this because I tend to get emails every time I do one of these from people thanking me. Mm-hmm. So that was what I was going to say. You apparently were going to take it in a different direction.
I thought someone had emailed you and complained about
it. Just one person.
Yeah, Jack Wagon. I can say Jack Wagon.
Yeah, I would make a Jack Wagon jar too. We'll put money. We got money in the Jack Wagon jar. You take it out of the Jack Wagon jar and put it in the Anyway jar.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
You did it. Yes. I'm getting into your head.
Why, God?
Cha-ching.
Why? Today at the Gumtree Museum of Art, their second phase of their Hoop Snake Press exhibit, State of Flux, is going to be open with a opening reception at 5:30 p.m. Mm. So mark that on your calendars. 844-2787, more details on that. This weekend, lots of music coming up. As always, you can find the concert grid inside your scene. One, you should check out Blue Canoe on Saturday night for Edward David Anderson. It's going to be on the Cathead stage, 9:30 p.m. No cover, 269-2642. You can also, talk about music, buy tickets now for a really cool concert I'm looking forward to covering and going to in November. Mac McAnally, member of Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band, is going to be performing with the North Mississippi Symphony Orchestra and members of the Coral Reefer Band at the Orchard on November 10th. Proceeds go to a nonprofit called Extra Table. So that is a really cool event. Tickets online at nmsymphony.com. And then also this weekend at the Link Center, their monthly music mix is going to be returning jazz artists Michael Jeffrey Stevens and Breeze. I never can pronounce his last name. Kyle?
Coyle? Sure.
Hey, Mr. New Orleans, you pronounce that name for me.
Nope.
Never can pronounce
Chris Kiefer, New Orleans native. Going to try to figure this one out
It's
for
probably
us.
Smith, isn't it?
I've not seen that one before, so it would also just be a stab in the dark. Kale,
sure. Breeze, I always called him when I was at the Link Center, because that's what he goes by. His name's Brian, but everybody calls him Breeze. They're going to be playing Friday night, 7:30 p.m. in the concert hall. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. That's a cool show, because you actually get to sit up on stage with them while they perform.
Kale, if it's French, it could be Kale, but I don't know.
He's still talking to me.
I don't know.
I've moved on.
Beats me.
I'm just kidding.
But I've never seen it, so.
Yeah, but bulk of the Section Day went to fall TV. A lot of great shows coming up. A lot of duds coming up, like any season schedule.
Per usual.
Per usual, there are some duds. Kiefer Sutherland back on our TV. He's fighting terrorists in a very different way now.
I heard the pilot was no good.
Than he did on 24. That the pilot was what?
I heard someone say the pilot was no good.
I was.
Was it? I don't know.
I kept up with it.
Someone said it was bad dad fantasy TV or something.
I don't like it because it was a little like. I feel the same way I felt like about Air Force One when I was a kid. I love Air Force One. Air Force One is an amazing movie.
Yes.
But I remember sitting in the theater going, does this not give people ideas to do stuff like this?
I had the same thought, actually.
Like, I was sitting in the theater with my dad, and I was like, did the Russians not think, hey, we should get Air Force One? Yeah. I want to tell the NSA that's listening right now, I'm not suggesting that anybody... I'm just going to shut up.
But maybe the NSA should screen some of these scripts. Yeah.
Ours?
No.
Oh, TV. Movie or TV scripts. But, you know, the premise of Designated Survivor is Kiefer Sutherland's a very low-down cabinet member who's never been elected to anything. He just happened to be, he's a right place, right time kind of guy that got his job and buddy-buddy with other people. And at the State of the Union address, they blow up the Capitol. The terrorists blow up the Capitol. So everybody's dead. So by default, he becomes president of the United States.
So it's kind of a take on King Ralph. Remember that?
Brad Locke with a John Goodman King Ralph reference. What was that, 87?
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah, the whole royal family got electrocuted during a photo session, and so somehow they found that John Goodman's character was distantly related to them, so he gets to be King of England.
91.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that movie once.
You've never seen that?
Mm-mm.
He was like a lounge singer, and yeah, the entire royal family dies, and somehow he's like a distant, like 18th cousin, but he's the only one they can find, so he becomes King of England.
It's pretty funny, as I recall.
NSA look into those scripts. That's what I'm saying. But anyway, Designated Survivor is on ABC. I mean, it was you know, to me, I felt the same way as I did with Air Force One. It was like, what, were we not giving people ideas? Like,
but the whatever. Terrorists don't need any more ideas right now.
Seriously. But, you know, yeah. Other than that, it was okay. A lot of comedies coming on.
A lot of remakes. Fall. MacGyver.
Good God,
is
MacGyver,
back.
Lethal Weapon, The Exorcist.
The Exorcist is now a TV show. I haven't seen the movie yet.
What else? There's another one too. There's so many things that are just being revamped and redone.
There's nothing new under the sun.
We talked about it.
Quoting Solomon here on the podcast.
Deep. We talked about it off air, but the one, of course, that I'm curious about is Pitch, and
Pitch.
And been seeing a lot of promos.
Pitch
watching
coming
baseball
on
games.
Fox. When does Pitch air? Pitch airs today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, tonight, yeah.
The pilot was really good. I gave it a B+. It was a really strong opening. It's got a great cast. It follows the first female in the MLB playing for the Padres, I believe. Yeah, Padres. So it was a good, strong pilot. I could see it sticking around, just hoping for more of the same. You know, sometimes strong pilots really let you down in the second, third hour. So we'll see what comes of that one. In fact, she was on the front page right there. Mm-hmm. There she is. So.
Yeah, there you
Kylie
go.
Burnberry.
It's a baseball
The first television show ever in coordination with the MLB.
Remember a few years ago there was a show, I don't think it even lasted a full season. It was called The Clubhouse. I'm trying to remember who was in it. It was about this bat boy, and one of the early episodes was he finds out one of his heroes is taking steroids.
Oh, no.
And this was right during that whole time when steroids.
I do remember this.
Yeah, it
didn't even last a season.
No,
yeah,
it didn't.
12 episodes.
But all I remember is one of my favorite writers, Steve Rushen, made a cameo as one of the reporters, basically playing
Steve
himself.
Rushen from Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. So I didn't really get into it, and then it didn't last long anyway.
It did not.
So I'm kind of curious how this one will play out because, I mean, sports shows, themed shows can do well. I mean, Friday Night Lights did really well. Mm-hmm.
Friday Night Lights, one of the best shows ever made.
I mean, I'm trying to think of some other ones that did well.
Not including season two.
I haven't seen any of that show.
It got weird in season two.
Did it?
Yeah.
What was the...
enjoyed the movie, though.
I guess it had more of a cult following. The one about... it's like a sports TV. It was like a Sports Center type show.
Sports Night.
Oh, Sports Night.
Sports Night was an amazing
series. I didn't see much of that, but I liked what I saw.
Coach, too.
Coach. I love
Coach. Was supposed to come back this fall. They were revamping it. They filmed a pilot, and NBC ended up not picking it up.
Oh, that's too bad.
I mean, Craig T. Nelson was
replaying
the role, but they...
That's too bad.
Don't forget about Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Wow, I had forgotten about that one, actually, until now.
I think for a good reason.
Oh, what was that that Saturday morning show with the basketball team, the high school basketball team?
You know what I'm talking about.
Dang
oh my
it.
Gosh, he came on after Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. I want to say a former NBA player. At one point, Dick Butkus played the head coach, didn't he?
Hang time.
And then a former NBA player whose name I forget, and it was the coach at one point during the show.
I think I remember that, yeah.
For six seasons for 100 episodes.
Yeah, I remember watching that. Had like a girl was on the boys' team. It was like a co-ed team or something.
Speaking of that, it was funny. I was watching.
I
watched have you heard of The Good Place? Ted Danson and Kristen Bell. It's on NBC. I watched the pilot about a month ago, but they aired the first two episodes last night or night before last on NBC. So I rewatched the pilot on Hulu because they cut it together as an hour. Kristen Bell dies and goes to the good place as opposed to the bad place. And Ted Danson plays. The joke is she asks which religion got it right. And he's like, everybody got it about 5% right, except for Dave Jones. And she's like, who's Dave Jones? He's a Canadian. He got so drunk one night, he was spitting like 92% correct. He's a hero around here. They got like a picture of him up and everything. But anyway, it's like, we couldn't believe what we were hearing. He was getting almost all of it. But she's not supposed to. Yeah. She's supposed to have gone to the bad place, and there was a computer error.
Cosmic computer error.
Has ended her up in the good place. But I watched the pilot, and usually when Hulu ends, it will roll into the next episode of the series or a similar series. Yeah. So, you know, I would have thought it would have rolled into another NBC comedy, which it did, but it happened to be Saved by the Bell the college years at 2 o'clock this morning, and I was like,
I'd forgotten about that show.
We'll go with this. And about three episodes into it, I was like, all right, I'm going to bed now.
I've forgotten about the college years.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem with some of those shows. Once the kids are done with high school, it's like, eh. Like when Buffy went to college. You know, I mean, it was still a good show, but it just wasn't the same. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Anyway. Dang it, I said it again. Is that three times?
Dollar in the
You're thing. Keeping tally over there, aren't you?
You're at three.
Make me pay up next time.
$3.
All right, is that it?
You pay for a sixth of a movie ticket right now.
Yeah, really. Anything else?
So I can go see Bridget Jones's Baby.
Yeah, I'm sure you want to.
I'm not.
Yeah, me either.
No, I don't think there's anything else.
Okay. Well, I can decide if any of these TV shows excite me. I might check out The Pitch if I think to.
Let me tell you some ones you should keep an eye out for. Not MacGyver.
Not Lethal Weapon. Apparently.
Lethal Weapon was okay. But, like, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover did that. Like, that was the origination of the buddy cop, like, mismatched pair.
Yeah.
And so that created a whole genre since 87 of people trying to do that same thing. So this just feels like another one. Like, it doesn't feel like there's nothing new given to that. Things you should watch for.
I'm thinking about new shows. I mean, there's plenty of...
Returning
shows that I probably will never get into if I haven't by now. Grey's Anatomy is back for like a 13th season.
19th, I believe. I'm just kidding.
What?
Yeah. Everybody's raving over This Is Us on NBC. How amazing it is. Yes, my editor, Leslie Chris, told me she cried four times while watching This Is Us. So.
Okay.
That's on NBC. I've seen the first two of that. It is definitely, it has a twist.
Twist.
Ooh, what
it's a
twist.
TV show. You only have so many twists.
Well, the pilot has a twist.
Oh, okay.
All these people have the same birthday,
And
you don't know how they're connected until the end.
Hey, Saturday Night Live is back October 1st. Haven't seen that show in forever.
There you go.
I don't even know who's on it anymore. Oh, well. All right, that's it for the show. We need to go now. Got stuff to do.
Wrap up. Bye-bye.
Yep. Where can they find us, Derek?
Online.
Where online can they find us specifically, Derek?
Memo.djournal.com is our website where you can stream us. You can also find us on iTunes, Satchel, or any podcatcher available. And we are on Twitter @djournalmemo.
Sure are. I'm on Twitter, at Brad Locke.
Sure you are, Brad.
You're on there at W. Derek Russell.
The hunt for Brad Locktober.
Then there's at Chris Kiefer. And then there's the fact that the show is sponsored by South, a locally owned restaurant offering fine dining in a casual atmosphere. Try their cheap date night every Tuesday when the restaurant offers two meals for the price of one that includes salads, sides, dessert, and beer or wine, all for just $25 at South. That's it. We'll be back on Monday.
Yep. See you then.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good weekend.